5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hello and welcome to Truth Beer and Podsequences. This is the show where we listen to all of the Cincinnati craft beer podcasts from the previous week. We get together and we review the shows with our own version of the truth. And hopefully there's not too many consequences from the hosts of the other shows when we do that. I am Marco. I'm a brewer and I'm joined by my fantastic co-host.
I am Julia and I write funny things about beer for the best season in the entire year. Beer event season.
That's coming right up.
It is. It'll actually be a couple days into beer event by the time this episode is released.
Excellent. Also, beginning, I want to let everybody know that they should come down to BC's Montgomery and get some of the tasty beers that they have on draft or grab something out of the cooler. Shout out to BC's Montgomery, our podcast hosts.
The best, freshest smelling bottle shop in town.
That's right. It sure is. So we wouldn't be a good beer podcast if we didn't have beers. Julia?
Marco.
What are you drinking?
What am I drinking? I am drinking, to roll into the beer vent season properly, a Great Lakes Christmas Ale.
Nice.
It is delicious.
Very nice. I had one this past Friday.
Excellent.
Which was Black Friday.
Ooh, the day that retailers both love and hate all in the same breath.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so Black Friday for retail. Oh, you weren't serious. My bad.
Well, since you asked, I am drinking Voss from Sonder.
So Voss is an amazing beer. That is an excellent choice.
Well, thank you.
So, Marco, have you listened to any podcasts this week?
I did. I was very, very busy doing, you know, full-time job retailer things. Mm-hmm. But I did manage to catch up with all of the Cincinnati craft beer podcasts from last week.
It's true. And there were a grand total of two of them again.
Thank goodness.
Though we have heard, we talked to Matt Damaris a little bit during the Weekly Pint last night, mm-hmm. the Outcast podcast, Mark Miller. They were recording an episode while chatting and drinking with the Gnome on the Weekly Pint. So we have a new episode of that to look forward to, hopefully soon, hopefully in the next week or two to add to our repertoire. And Cincy Brewcast should be back next week as well.
Yeah, and I'd imagine as we go through holiday season that it's going to be a little bit spotty. I don't think we're going to end up having a full wave or a full docket of Cincinnati craft beer podcasts every week. And good Lord, if that ever happened, oh my God, how busy we would be.
We might have to release like two episodes during the week, like cut the time in half, because we talk enough just on two podcasts.
Right.
We do not need to do an entire one. Though I will say, Diamond, we are begging for another episode of Beer Is Not For Boys. So if you and Chaz are thinking about, hey, maybe we could record something, just throw your thoughts down into the podcast app. We'd love to hear them.
Love to hear it.
Jinx.
Reading each other's minds here, Julia.
I'm telling you. So what were the podcasts that you listened to that you'd like to go over?
Well, all of them. Okay. All of the Cincinnati Craft Beer podcasts.
Well, what are all of the podcasts? Our listeners don't see our laminated sheets and
our laminated show sheets. Yes. And then we listed them all in our production meeting prior to hitting the record button. So Sonder Stories and Ship Beers.
Two very good podcasts.
We should start with Sonder Stories.
Okay, let's do it. This was Chapter 81. This is Part 3 of their third anniversary show. Part 4, which is the final anniversary episode, was just released this afternoon, so we'll be covering that next week.
So the anniversary podcast, finally.
Yes, the four-part trilogy of the Sonder Stories.
That's right. Four-part trilogy.
Four-part trilogy, yeah.
Should have just let that one sit there.
Should have.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. It's all good. As they have with the previous two anniversary shows, this was broken up into two different groups of people. The first group that they had on was Austin, JP, and Tim, followed by Luke, Helena, and Wayne. Austin, JP, and Tim had some pretty pro moves for beer events that they talked about.
Well, they're not strangers to beer events, right? I mean, so
true,
Austin's
true.
Been brewing for a long time. I mean, I know Austin from the place that I don't work at. He He helped train me on the system at the place that I want to work at. So he's no stranger. Mm-hmm. JP, also from the brewing industry, not a stranger to beer events. Okay, so there is a situation. It comes up in the second.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the this comes second up part. Twice.
Yes, this comes up. That's crazy how this one thing comes up twice, and the groups are completely separate. It's not as if you know they can hear what's going on with one mm-hmm. show versus the other, because mm-hmm. you know, in the Saunders Stories anniversary podcast trilogy, which is four parts, they discuss ahead of time the drinking game that Justin and Danny are playing.
Correct.
So because of that, they want to make sure the groups stay separate and they don't mingle or mm-hmm. you know, mix content information.
Right, right. So it wasn't as if Luke Wayne and Helena were listening in when Austin, JP, and Tim were talking, but Tim mentioned that an absolute power move for when you're going to a beer event is take a nap in between the sessions.
Yeah, and very, I mean, disclaimer, they don't mean in the middle of the floor.
No.
At the session.
Possibly in your car in the parking lot.
At the
event.
That may or may not come up.
That may or may not come up later on in this episode of Saunders Stories. But I thought that was absolutely phenomenal. I love beer. I love taking naps. Why not smash the two together, drink beer, nap, drink beer?
And have just a really fantastic day.
Absolutely.
A full day of things that you love to do.
And just think about this. After your first round of drinking, you eat like a lot of food before you take your nap.
Mm-hmm.
That way you are conked out. You wake up, go to the bathroom, get more beer, and it's party time.
Yep.
Party all day. I loved it. They also, speaking of party time, pizza. Pizza was a big point of discussion on this first section of this episode's show.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things. So there's structure to each part of these episodes, you know, because you followed along, you listen to Saunders Stories, or you caught us talking about it. There's a structure. They have questions that are discussed prior to the episode.
Right.
But there's always a turn or two that gets taken.
Yes.
And one of the turns is discussing pizza, the style of pizza that they prefer. And then, of course, everybody gives their own input, and then Danny lets them know why they're wrong.
Right, pretty much, because Danny is a pizza connoisseur. He is the king of pizza. He is the guy that if you want to know, based on the time of year, even the time of day that you want to have a slice of pizza, he will tell you the perfect pairing of crust style, sauce, red sauce, white sauce, maybe a blend. What type of cheese should go on that pizza? The toppings. Do you want to go lighter with maybe spinach and chicken? Or do you want to go for the full all meats, you know, 5-pound slices? And he's good at it. He's very that. That should almost be
dessert
a third
pizzas.
Hustle. Dessert pizzas, yes. That should almost be a third side hustle for him.
Man, this
is
guy's
being
juggling
a pizza
so much.
Coach.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, a coach.
Yeah.
A pizza coach.
Right. Because, I mean, there are times when I want pizza and I'm like, do I go New York style? Do I go Chicago deep dish style? What do I get on it? And I bet Danny could say, well, Julia, because you have just worked, you know, a full shift at your job, you've driven 45 minutes home, and you're currently drinking a Christmas ale, you should really go for a slice of pizza that will fit, you know, that will complement the palate that you're currently experiencing and go with the type of day you're having.
Yeah, that might have legs, you know, for as many different apps that are out there and for as much self-help as, you know, people are doing for themselves or trying to diagnose, you know, self-diagnose through, you know, listening to somebody's comments on Facebook about things that they're totally not qualified to talk about.
Danny's talking about.
Danny's qualified to talk about this. And so 100%. If he had his own, you know, Danny H's self-help pizza app, you could just...
I'd pay $1.99 for it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And if you get enough people to pay $1.99 for it, Tens of bucks. So, we had a dollar for every download. Yes.
Well, we would actually be doing all right.
We'd be doing okay.
We could buy new mics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that.
How do people support the show, Julia?
They can support the show by either bringing us beer to BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery and letting them know that it is for the Shift Beer Team, or you can buy us a pint at an incredibly difficult website that I need to figure out how to redo, but I'll put it in the show notes.
You said Shift Beer Team. That was awesome.
You see,
you can support your beer consequence by bringing beer for shift beers. Hey, shift beers, when are you going to bring us some beers. Beer?
Or you're welcome if
right.
If someone brings beers for shift beers, then please do. And tell us about it because that's amazing. And I would love to hear about how they got beer because of my complete just brain dissolving right
we
there.
We can't get people to bring us beer.
But I bet we can get
people to bring them beer.
I love it.
That's great.
That's awesome. So, the website is ko-fi.com/truthbeerpod. You can buy us a pint or it'll buy us a slice of pizza that Danny Harold recommends.
Yeah, we could. Please do that. Let's see. What else stuck out about the first episode? Oh, so something cool that they revealed on the first part of the podcast is that Tim has, many different facets to him. But one of the things that Tim can do is he can give you a fresh fade.
Freshest
of fades. And they talked about how Tim was going to bring his equipment. He has equipment.
Like an actual haircutting kit.
Yes. And he was going to bring it and, give Justin his fresh do, his fresh fade.
He was going to manscape Justin.
So they're going to put one of the... When the weather's nice out in the beer garden, he's going to be available on certain days to be able to give fresh fades.
Now, you will have to schedule an appointment with him because he understands that the demand is going to be incredibly high, so it can't just be walk-ups. But, yeah, keep an eye out on Sonder's social media page for when Tim will be available to give you the freshest fade while you drink the freshest of Sonder beers.
So great. They're just thinking of everything over there.
They really are. And I love how they encourage the side hustles. Justin was all, cut my hair right now, trim up my beard right now on the show while we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. That was part of the conversation, too. How one thing led to another about, hey, if you weren't in the beer business, what would you be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Justin would probably own, a sneaker boutique.
Yes.
Danny's got all of his side hustles that he could just lean more into. Mm-hmm.
I think he would be more full-time wedding attendee, or would he own a whole franchise of pizza restaurants? Which one would be his main job and which would be the side hustle?
I don't know if he'd own pizza restaurants, but I think the app with the pizza self-help has legs.
True.
And then the wedding thing, man, it's a seasonal business. When it's season, you got to be all in.
That's very true. Very true. Makes a ton of sense.
And then Austin has a degree in, I don't know, what was he in, he was doing stuff for Davey, working with trees and stuff like that.
An arborist?
I don't know.
We'll go with it.
Sure, arborist.
Yeah. Austin the arborist. See?
Florist. Maybe he could be a florist.
Ooh, that'd be cool. Because then he could help out Danny, give him his...
The boutonnieres?
Yeah.
Is it boutonnieres?
I think you're right. I don't think it's corsages for guys. I think
corsages
are
for women.
The women. And then...
Or whatever.
Whatever. Who cares?
Whatever you want. If you want a corsage, get a corsage.
Right.
You want a boutonniere, get a boutonniere.
Doesn't matter.
There's no judgment.
No. None whatsoever.
You can buy what you want.
All a corsage is an inflated boutonniere. It's just bigger. That's all it is.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. So moving on to section two, or rather group.
Well.
Let me not assume you are done.
There was a little bit of a surprise, I think. There was a little bit of a... I wasn't expecting that in towards the end of the first episode. So this one's for JP here. I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved, we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. There's just not enough of it. There's just not enough. Oh, babe.
Oh, man. That was smooth.
Thank you.
And now everyone here at BC's is pregnant. That was amazing. I love it. Your impressions know no bounds. And you have no shame when it comes to them either.
No. Because we have no audience. So there's 10 minus 5 people here. So
counting us.
I think as the weather keeps turning and changing, I think we're going to get a little bit of an audience, a little bit of a studio audience. So, yeah, moving on to the second half of that. It was about, what, an hour 22, maybe, the full episode as it comes out. Yeah. But it's section two, so it's not that.
It was about, like, 35, 37 minutes into the episode that they switched over to group number two. Helena, Wayne, and Luke, who has not been on the show for quite a while.
Yeah, it's been a long
time for
Luke. He's
been a very busy guy, yeah. Yeah, which, I mean, good for him that he's busy enough that he doesn't have time to be on the show, but at the same time,
yeah, Luke's like
kind of miss.
I ain't got time for that, bro.
Nah, definitely not.
No, I'm sure he'd love to be on the show more often. You know, hey, duty calls. And I think what it is has less to do about beer and more to do about, you know, his family life.
Sure, absolutely. And we 100% say family first. So yeah, so going back to group number two for Sonder Stories, Chapter 81, Third Anniversary, Part 3. Luke actually was able to reveal some of the barrels that he's excited about. They didn't go into what types of beers are in these barrels, but he mentioned a few of the barrels themselves that Sonder is working with. Some of these may work out, some of these may not. We might see beers coming out of these. We might not. It just all depends on how everything goes. But they're in their, I don't want to say warehouse, but in their
facility.
Barrel facility, correct. They do have a 23-year-old Pappy Van Winkle barrel that they're working with, as well as a Willett apple brandy barrel, which sounds amazing. No matter, I don't care what you put in it, I'll drink it. And also some Buffalo Trace barrels as well, which
sounds really exciting.
It does. So Helena had some absolutely amazing stories that she shared with the team. Some of them, a few of the people that were in their group knew about. Some of it, no one knew. Apparently, her favorite part of her job, because she works mainly in the lab and for quality, but she also gets to go to the different other parts of the business, you know, packaging, manufacturing, that type of thing. She found an absolute love for snapping pack techs onto 4 and 6 packs.
Yeah, that's her thing, right? So when they go to do the canning run, Helena's like,
I'm in.
This
I'm
is me
in.
Right
I
here.
Volunteer
this is
tribute.
My spot. I'm putting the pack techs on,
well,
popping them.
What I thought was interesting is she uses that as kind of an anxiety coping mechanism, and that is a very satisfying sound as they snap onto the cans. I can understand. At first I was like, oh, that's kind of odd. But then as I thought about it, there is nothing better. Now, taking them off the cans can be annoying, depending on how, like, rigid the pack techs are.
Right.
But pushing them down and just hearing that, like, that cascading click.
Right.
Oh, beautiful. I see 100% where she's coming from with that.
I think that definitely for some people who like repetitive tasks and trying to be, you know, very focused on those repetitive tasks, I could definitely see where something like that would be enjoyable, especially when it's not only is it part of your job, but it's a part of your job to where it's not your entire job.
Right.
You know, so she, like we said, she works in the lab. And so that is a portion of her job. And it's good to be able to find things that in each phase that you perform as far as a work task that you find something that you like to do.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's also important, too, that no matter where you are in a company, trying to understand as much as you can about the jobs and tasks that are done both before it gets to you and after it gets to you helps you understand where you fit into the entire process better.
Well, it's important. Enunciated. It's important to make sure that they're on there correctly and make sure that they pop. It's important to make sure once you palletize them up, you know, that they're in their form. The biggest reason why you don't reuse pack techs is because those tabs can crack off or bend or you don't get that nice secure attachment.
It's not really a seal, but
attachment. So, you know, it's not an unimportant task. It's an extremely important task. And I would imagine that after that you snap that pack tech on there that you manually have to go and take that and stack it on a pallet, right? At least we did when we had to, because we didn't have automation of any sort.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's some labor in there too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, only other thing that I really had written down about this section of the podcast was I feel Helena's pain when it comes to eating spicy things and almost dying.
That story was fantastic.
It
was terrible and fantastic all at the same time, right?
Yes.
So, it's It's not exactly like watching somebody fall and slip on ice, but it's of, and it's not exactly like watching a train wreck, but
or like falling in the snow and dropping an entire 30 rack of Rolling Rock.
Well, somebody did that.
Yes.
Somebody did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did somebody else slip and fall?
Yeah. There was in the process of trying to recover said spilled Rolling Rock, someone else ate it as well.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe talk about that later.
We might talk
or
about that later.
Or we might just not. It depends.
And let you guys figure out where in the episode does this fit in.
So,
if you know, you know.
So, Joella's Chicken, right?
Yes.
I've never had it.
I have. It's good.
Yeah?
It is. It's good.
Well, I guess it's a thing, since it's not that far from Sonder, where every now and then, they're like, we're getting some Joella's Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Helena was all in. Like, hell yeah, Joella's Chicken.
Yep. She was all in until that first bite, and then she went, I have made a terrible mistake.
That's right.
Yes. And I'm sure that just from this lead, and you can figure out what happened, I did something similarly dumb, but I 100% knew what I was going into. So just the other night, my boyfriend and I have this thing about trying really hot sauces. I can't breathe. My nose is running. My eyes are, you know, watering. I'm sweating. It is awful. And then I do it again.
It's just so...
It is look, the dumbest
you guys
thing.
You guys do your thing. It's not anything I want to be a part of as far as trying on all these craziest hot sauces.
Josh did say that we should try to do an episode or a segment. We'd take some hot sauce and then try to do a segment. I went, no.
Okay. Maybe. No, maybe. Maybe. Yes, maybe. No. Just imagine Josh, like, you know, you're doing whatever, editing a podcast, and Josh comes over like, hey, look what I got. And he's got two bottles of
hot sauce.
Hot sauce. And you're like, oh, God damn it.
Both from the Heatonist, the Last Dab Triple X, and Constrictor.
Right.
Holy shit. So this is the dumb thing that I did, not to kind of step over, you know, Sonder stories and Helena's. A horrible, horrible, tragic afternoon. But yeah, so the other night, Josh gets out the bottle of the Last Dab Triple X that we've had in the fridge for a while, and he was like, just kind of shakes the bottle at me. I grab the bottle, and he's like, no, we don't have to do this. And I'm like, nope, I grab the bottle, that means it's on. So we each take, you know, a little bit, and my heat tolerance isn't the best, but I'm not a smart person. I'm like, okay, fine. I touched the bottle. I've committed. I'm going to do this. So get, you know, a little bit of Last Dab. Go ahead and eat it. Put it on my tongue, whatever. Instant regret. I mean, it is one of those. It's almost instant heat. So I'm, you know, open mouth breathing and trying to, like, find ways to breathe at where it doesn't hurt and where, you know, I'm okay. And as it slowly, and to me, it's, I call it the 7-minute burn, because Josh is like, oh, here, you know, drink some of your beer, drink some of whatever. And again, being the idiot I am, nope. I'm going to wait until it fades on its own. I can't taste anything anyway right now. I'm not going to waste a couple drinks of beer when I can't enjoy it. The heat hasn't even begun to fade. And I look over, he's at the fridge again, and he's shaking a bottle of Constrictor at me. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And he just starts laughing. I grab the ball. He's like, oh, no. We do not have to do this.
Oh, but you know he wanted to do it.
But you know he wanted to do it, and he wanted me to do it.
Yes.
So the Last Dab is an instant, I mean, instantly.
The Last Dab.
Yeah, Last Dab Triple X. You are instantly on fire. Constrictor is a slow build, but once that build peaks, holy shit, you know it. And it hits peak within, like, 30 seconds. So again, take, you know, a little bit. I still can't really breathe, taste anything. So I'm like, it cannot get much worse than this. Put a little bit on my tongue. It got worse than that. Oh my God. I'm like, because, you know, Josh is like, yeah, well, you know, just wait for that heat to build. And I'm like, it's been like a minute. It hasn't. Oh God, there it goes.
So
it was terrifying.
Take myself and the listeners through. So is this one shelf? Is this a whole cabinet? Do you have it, these hot sauces on display?
No, we keep it in the fridge just on one of the door shelves, and we just have like 6 or 7 bottles. We still have, we've used a decent amount, but we still have a bunch of the hot sauce for mortals,
hot sauce for mortals that
Matt Damaris from the Hustle and Brews podcast had talked about. That stuff is delicious. And, of course, Josh gets some of that because we were cooking dinner at the time. It's not like this was just, you know, we're not doing anything. Let's cause each other pain.
I thought that's kind of how it happened.
And I'll do it again. I'm not a smart person.
Was it... as far as hot sauce and whatnot, that's your thing, do it. Was this the episode where Justin took us through this very strange encounter at a chicken wing place where he wanted the hot, like level four?
Oh, yeah.
He walked into, so and Justin tells a story, and I'm not going to give the story away because I want you to go and listen to the podcast, but from a experience standpoint, he walked into an establishment, and right from that part where he walked into the establishment, things sort of went sideways.
Yes,
it just
they really,
was really
did.
Weird.
It but was Justin a, made the most of it.
Yeah, and I think that he did. And I think for those of you who have never met Justin, I have had the privilege of meeting Justin and talking with Justin several times. He's just a good dude, man.
Yeah.
And that comes across. And I think you get that from episode one of Sonder Stories all the way up until this sort of unusual interaction.
Yes.
So he's just a good dude. And he'll make the best of things, right?
Yeah. Yeah, check out this episode of Sonder Stories. Hear more from more of their crew about the excitement building up to their third anniversary. Find out who knows what a hummingbird cake really is.
Yeah, I still don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, it's been told through these podcasts what it is, and I still don't get it.
Well, before we move on to shift beers, looks like both of our glasses are getting a little bit on the low side, so let's take a real quick break, refill, and get ready for shift beers.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen, we are back once again. I am Julia, and I am drinking for my second beer. I don't know why I reintroduced myself.
It's fine.
I've had a beer.
A.
Is that?
Just A.
Who knows? It's
just
fine.
A beer.
So my second beer of the night is from Grainworks. It is their double oatmeal stout, and it is called Brewer's Breakfast.
Okay.
And it is really, really good. And Marco, you have a full glass as well. What are you partaking in for part two of our podcast?
Pseudo Sue from Toppling Goliath.
Excellent. That was one of the first beers I had at the first bottle share that I went to. I don't know. I like dinosaurs.
Cool.
I never grew up.
I had one of those inflatable T-Rex costumes for a function, I guess I'll call it, where my wife and I had those inflatable T-Rex costumes on for, and we had to take a picture, and then it was for a function.
Josh got me one of those for Christmas one year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
And I wore it for Halloween and, you know, handed out candy wearing it and was dancing around and it was great.
It was fun.
We need to do a podcast with both of us wearing inflatable dinosaurs. I don't know how that would work as far as sound quality.
I don't know either.
But it is definitely
worth
considering.
I borrowed the costume. I'm sure I could borrow it again. Yeah. But.
Yeah.
Or just get my own. Maybe someone will get me one for Christmas. Maybe one of the listeners will drop one off for me here at BC's Biolage Montgomery. You never know.
If you have an inflatable anything costume,
yeah,
except for a dick, don't do that.
Wow.
We will wear it while we record a show.
Sure.
We'll at least try to figure out how to record it.
Sure.
Because, like I said, you have the little plastic window for your face.
Yeah.
But there's no actual ventilation holes to breathe through that we could talk through, so it might be a little muffled.
Might be weird, yeah. It might be a little muffled. And
might be weird, might be fun.
Might be.
It'll
might
be funny.
And these mics would probably be better than, say, lapel mics, because lapel mics would need to go inside, and then they have that fan blowing the whole time. So.
Good time. So Marco and I have both worn inflatable T-Rex costumes.
How about that?
Yet another thing to add to the holy crap.
Holy crap.
We are more alike than
we
are.
Wear an inflatable on our birthday.
Yeah.
We can wear an inflatable costume.
Do. Okay, so I'm looking up. If our birthday is on a Tuesday in 2022, that is going to be...
I don't think it's a Tuesday.
It's probably not, but I'm hoping... It is not. Our birthday is on a Thursday this year.
Ah, okay.
Close enough. We only have to keep doing this podcast for 4 or 5 more years to do a podcast on our birthday.
Okay.
On a Tuesday.
That'll be a milestone.
Aim high.
Yeah, for sure.
Aim high. The second and final podcast that we have to recap tonight is everyone's favorite.
Shift Beers.
Shift Beers. Episode 60, where they talked about Christmas beers.
They did. They did talk about and drink Christmas beers after the 33 and a half minutes of drinking.
Yes. Yes. It was, as always, a very long drinking. But the drinking section was full of a lot of little mini stories.
Yeah.
That we will let you know about. One of the most important things to know about this episode,
Beth is back.
And I love that without even looking at each other, because I have written down, we didn't have Brian, but Beth is back, and we both went for Beth first. She is the adult that holds that show together.
Yeah, and she really, there's a lot missing when Beth is not there.
It's true. It's true.
She's the most aggressive burper as well.
She really is. I mean, she
brings it.
She brought it this episode, which we'll get into later on in this recap when we do our burp count.
Yep.
Yeah. So the shift beer that they had was Urban Artifacts Teak. I had that at Higher Gravity a week or two ago. It's pretty good. I'm not the biggest fan of guava, but it was still a decent beer. A lot of pineapple, a lot of orange in it. So it was very good. It did go down easy, as they were saying, I thought, especially for an Urban Artifact beer.
Yeah, I can't drink those Urban Artifact beers. I respect completely what they do.
Sure.
And the small sips and things that I've had of their beer have been fantastic. I can't do it.
I can drink one, but I can't do multiple. And this is for any sour. This isn't just Urban Artifact specifically, but I can't do multiple full glasses, full cans in one sitting. I can, like you, I can have, you know, a couple sips of a couple different kinds, but, man, they just don't sit the way they used to with me.
Yeah, it never sits.
Teak's good.
Doesn't really sit there. Yeah.
They keep you running.
Good. It's not good.
Gravy legs.
Not good.
Not good?
No.
All right. Well, we will move on from that then.
Good idea.
So Josh was having an incredibly bad Alzheimer's night,
mm-hmm.
especially at the beginning. I felt like he got better as the episode went on, but the beginning of the episode,
it was weird.
He was unaware of what was happening. I didn't know how many beers he had prior to hitting the record button, but
I don't know. It was weird, too. And then you'd think they'd be used to Brian not being there, but when Brian wasn't there, like, who's going to go first for drinking?
Right.
Like,
right.
Let's go, bud.
Yeah.
Let's go.
One of Beth's drinkins, because we need to make sure that we highlight everything Beth from this episode.
Sure.
Because she was missing from last week.
Yep.
She was at a wedding, and she got a vintage.
Oh, it's vintage.
Vintage.
Oh, my God.
Psychopathy.
In the wild.
So, I mean, I'm kind of, I don't know if it was poured. I guess she got the can because she was able to read the can date on it. She should have saved it for a vertical. I know she does the 10-50 verticals,
yep.
or her and Corey are doing that. This would have been the perfect opportunity to try to incorporate psychopathy into a vertical.
Verticals, yeah.
Yeah.
Vertical
yeah.
psychopathy.
It was definitely an experience for her. And then somehow they transitioned into Dungeons & Dragons, mm-hmm. and someone mentioned doing a Shift Beers Dungeons & Dragons podcast, which I said, I am 100% in. That would be amazing. It would be Beth being the GM screaming at Brian, Chris, and Josh to fucking take this seriously and play right. But when I brought this up to Marco, he said,
I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
He's not a fan.
I mean, I want everyone to have fun doing everything that they do and they enjoy doing, which comes up later in the podcast
a
different form.
Very different.
Wait, I can't wait to get there.
Just wait.
Oh,
just
but anyways, not my jam. Not my thing.
Which is fine. So what they should do is maybe do it as either a Patreon episode or as, if they want everyone to hear it, release it as an extra episode during the week so that the people that want to listen to just Shift Beers as Shift Beers was intended to be listened to.
Here's the thing. Yeah, go ahead. I get
have
it.
To do it. Yeah,
I
yeah.
get it. But if it's they fine. Released it, I'd have to listen.
You would, because I'd be
because
like,
we'd unless, have to talk about
well,
it the following week.
Unless they do it as a Patreon episode, and then we don't,
yes.
because we might mention it, but we don't want to spoil
yes.
Patreon content.
Correct.
Because we definitely want you guys to support Shift Beer. I mean, hell, I said earlier when we first started recording
bring the beers.
To bring beers for
How
Shift
do people
beer.
Find us? How do people support us, Julia?
So you see, what happens is they bring beers to BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery, say that they're for Shift Beers, and then Shift Beers on their show shout us out.
Right.
And you see it's this whole cyclical mess.
Love it.
That happens.
Yeah, great. Good job.
Yeah, if you guys want to do a Dungeons & Dragons version of Shift Beers as like a Patreon episode, something that I'm buying in, I will throw extra money at you for that month for it.
Because
I would
go.
Be... My God, I would love that so much. Oh, I'd love that so much.
Wow.
So Beth, if you have not listened to the Adventure Zone podcast, by the way, You should definitely check that one out. It's a family that has never played Dungeons & Dragons trying to play Dungeons & Dragons, and it is brilliant. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but yeah, back to the beers. They talked about how, as part of their drinking, there was a lot of drinking happening, including Brian, Chris, and Josh going to Beers, Booze, and Bunks, which we saw them at.
We did.
Chris has a story about what happened at the Listerman table, and I blush when I try to recall it. So, Marco, I am leaving this up to you for how deeply you want to go into this one. It was...
Okay, so...
Oh, he's doing it.
So they went to the Listerman table, right? It was the Listerman table, right?
I guess we'll start with all of the tables, all the breweries. The people that were pouring your beers for you at Beer, Booze, and Bonks were members of the Pink Ribbon Girls Society to support awareness of and supporting, you know, breast cancer awareness and all of that. That's who Chris was talking to. So, Marco,
so he was talking to a gentleman there.
Yes,
that was
a big gentleman.
A big gentleman volunteer, and he said, "Oh, we're not stamping your card. We are." Just taking donations, you know, for the cause.
Right. Which they got me with, but that was for a bigger pour. They had just brought over some of the 8-ounce plastic cups from the water station. And I'm like, how do I get one of those full of this beer? And he was like, donate. Chris got a much better deal.
Yeah, well, Chris, I mean, he's not
Chris
a new
is
guy.
Chris. No. Chris,
he's not a new guy. So Chris is like, oh, dude, sorry, man. I'm sorry, bro, I didn't bring cash. And he's like, oh, well, we take
Venmo.
He's like, oh, damn.
Yeah. Chris got owned on that.
Oh, damn. And he's like, if you send us 20, I'll show you mine. And Chris is like, you'll show me your what? And he's like,
You know
what I'll show you. And Chris is like, oh,
this
hell, I got to send I gotta send 20 now.
This is where you should Barry White. I'm just saying. That. This is where the story should be told in the Barry White voice.
So he sends him 20. He sends him 20 through Venmo. And let's put it this way. It's as if you were walking down Bourbon Street during Mardi Gras, and Chris was on the balcony with the beads, and then he's like flashing the beads, and then the guy gave him the flash, and so, you know, there you go. And we were there, and we had no idea that this guy was giving free looks.
I mean, to be honest, if that's what, so if you went up and you're like, hey, so, you know, you're not going to take a punch card, you know, what do I, you know, donate, whatever. If he would have said, hey, for an extra $5 donation, an extra $10 donation, I'll show you my titties. Would you have donated, or would you have just walked away like, I don't need to try this beer that bad?
No,
I mean,
it's not a beer I need to try bad enough to see that guy's titties.
Sure. but hey, as they said brilliantly on Shit Beers, titty's gonna tit. And it was.
I can't believe I was there and we were walking around with them. Yeah. How did we get so lucky to miss that?
No kidding.
Good Lord.
No kidding.
Man.
And I mean, I hope that the Pink Ribbon Girls raised a ton of money. I hope that they raised a good amount of money, but my God. Chris had to bleach his eye. As they went into, some people like certain things. So
yeah,
this might have been Chris's thing.
They did very quickly go down. And I say quickly, but, yes. So after, anyways, to drink in and all this, say quickly go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
which, for whatever reason, he just had to volunteer that. One day, his wife was out somewhere.
No, she was trying to sell a purse on Facebook or a purse on something. So it was all over the internet, which makes it even both creepier and better and more awful all at the same time.
I don't even know. They wanted pictures of the stuff in the purse or something.
So
or
they were trying to buy the purse with all of the stuff in it because their kink, their thing is people's belongings.
With people.
Right. So they went down this amazing conversation of, is that kind of a power thing of, I have something that includes a snippet of someone's life, or because I want you guys to listen to the episode. It is absolutely amazing. But yeah, so Chris's poor wife, when
welcome to Shit Fetish.
Oh my God. No. No, we are not.
That is what they said.
It is what they said, but it is not going to be a thing. I will refuse to cover this podcast if that's what it turns into.
I could not.
God. What I mean, as long as you're not hurting anyone, as long as everything's consensual, whatever. I don't need to know about it. I don't need to know about it. I just.
Jeez. Okay, so.
So Mark is maybe the rest of this. Here.
Maybe the rest of this needs to be an inside joke where you have to go
you
and
have
listen to
it, yeah.
To figure out what the hell we're cracking up about, or at least me.
I think that that's what it should be, because the purpose of this show isn't for us to tell you all about the episode so that you don't have to listen to it. It's to Marco's dying over here. It is to make you curious enough about did that really happen, or wait a minute, what are they talking about, to where you now. Go. I need to listen to Shift Beers. I need to listen to this episode, and hopefully that, you know, keeps you.
I'm glad Beth was back for this part episode, because her expertise in this scenario was invaluable.
I ripped to her DMs. That's all I'm saying. Hey, by the way, Beth, if you want to send me some pictures of.
I almost spit all over this microphone.
That's why I stopped. Holy shit. Yeah, so we'll kind of leave it at that, but that was a whole ungodly rabbit hole that they went down that I'm at work listening to this, and I am trying. Because, you know, if someone sees you laughing about something you're listening, what are you listening to? And then you have to then I'm like, how do I explain that I'm listening to a guy talk about how he tipped, air quotes, another guy to show him his titties. Like, how do I do that?
On a craft beer podcast.
On a craft beer podcast. And it's like, how do I explain that and have them not look at me like I have three heads going, what the fuck is wrong with you? What are you listening to at work? We need to have a conversation with HR. I don't...
No wonder they don't mention the place they don't work
no,
at.
Yes, it is very understood. Marco literally has tears in his eyes right now. So for once,
it's funny.
It's him losing his shit and not me.
It's so funny, Jesus. Okay,
but seriously, Beth, if you want to hit me up sometime, I'll...
And then they drank, got to the point where they drank beer.
Yes, that they got into their holiday beers, which they had Braxton's Jubilee, Great Lakes Christmas Ale, which is the king of the Christmas ales, Saunders Kenosha Kickers, 50 West Home Sweet Home, and one that Josh brought that I understand that I believe he brought it because he only sees it around Christmas time, but you let me know, what do you think? Is Shock Top's Twisted Pretzel Wheat Ale, would you ever think of that in the vein of a specific holiday or seasonal type of beer?
Yeah, it's excellent, excellent questions.
It really is.
It's an important conversation. I'm glad we're having it. What I would say is that if you try and enter that beer into a BJCP certified contest, I don't know how well it would do for Christmas style. On the same hand, what I would say is, going back to a little bit of the conversation we were having last week, which is specialty beers versus special
beers,
right?
Yeah.
And Josh said, this is a thing I've only seen around Christmas time, so to me, this is a Christmas beer.
It's a special beer. Yeah.
And so to me, that's enough.
Sure.
For him,
I agree.
His truth, and it's a Christmas beer to him, so that's fine. It's just like somebody saying, you know, back in 2017, 18, 19, if you would watch all the Stella Artois commercials and be prompted to pick up a six-pack or
chalice of Stella Artois.
I have a Stella Artois. Yep.
Okay.
Artois chalice. I have one.
No judgment.
And
I'm totally judging you right now.
That's fine.
Just so you know.
It's fine. I have the glass. It's fine. and prompted to have that beer around Christmas time. Well, to you, that's Christmas beer. To Stella, they pump that beer out all year long. I mean, I can't say I've ever had the Shock Top pretzel wheat.
I have not. The first time I saw it was this year, but I mean, maybe I just wasn't really paying attention last year.
Well, if you find it, pick it up. Let's have it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if I see it, I'll definitely pick it up. We'll bring it here. We'll definitely chug it down, see what we think. We probably won't find any of the beer that Josh said he mixed it with at an event at Union Terminal, I believe it was.
Yeah, I believe
that,
he said
that sounded really good.
A beer event at Union Terminal. It was a, was it a,
it was a cherry
stout or a raspberry stout from Goose Island?
I think so. It was from the Heidelberg distributor, which they are literally like not even 10 feet away from Union Terminal. They're one of their main warehouses. It sounded delicious, which made me go, if I see, you know, the pretzel Shock Top, I might pick it up to try it.
I mean, I'm down to try it. Is it a Christmas beer or not? Well, that's up to you.
And it's kind of like how some people only drink dark beers during the winter. I mean, those could be seasonal beers to them. Whereas for other people, it's year-round. It is all up to you. So if Josh feels that it is a Christmas beer, a holiday beer, I'm behind it.
And not only that, it's their show. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, you get to make up your own rules. That was interesting. What else were they drinking?
Those were the only holiday beers that they had, but their bonus beers were Hubbard's Caves Iced Mocha Imperial Stout, which sounded really good, and the Long Drink Zero Carb Zero Sugar Drink. It was apparently amazing. It makes me want to go to my local Kroger and find it and buy some. So we'll have to see. Maybe I'll bring some next episode.
Great.
For us
if you have some, if you find some, if you buy some, that'd be great.
Is it
personally
as good as they say it is?
I personally would like to have somebody else drop it off for us.
Yeah.
You know.
So if anyone would like to support our show, we would love to try the zero carb, zero sugar long drink. Drop off just a can. We'll split a can. We're not asking for you to bring like an entire case of it.
No, don't do that.
We want to try it.
That's it.
Just one.
We just want to try it. That's all.
They also had a good discussion about the correct pronunciation of foaling. Because and this is something that I have said from day one.
I know.
F-O-W-L-I-N-G. Fowling. I understand 100% bowl with football, foal. But if you can say F-O-W-L-I-N-G as foaling, can you pronounce B-O-W-L-I-N-G as bowling?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right.
Yep. Bowling.
Doesn't sound very like something I'd want to do. I mean, something that everyone does at least once a day. But
send all
like
of your comments to at ShiftBeers, hashtag bowling.
All right, and now on. Did you have anything else on Shift Beers? It was an incredibly hilarious episode.
It was hilarious.
If you haven't listened to any of the previous episodes that we have recapped, please listen to this one. It is amazing in the most ridiculous way possible. That's the best way that I can say.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a good, what is it, hour 12, hour...
Something like that, yeah, yeah.
It was just a good chunk of time to just chill and listen to sophomore behavior.
And if you need more Shift Beers and you want to hear what they sound like after they stop recording, play it at negative 0.5 speed. Oh, my God. Shift Beers is an episode, or not an episode, but a show that slower is almost better. So if you have the time, listen to it at negative 0.5.
Give it a go.
It's at least not even the whole episode. Put it, slow it down, just skip through to a couple parts. It's great. Let's move on to, as I have written down, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Burp.
Okay.
Marco, would you like to explain what the burp count game is for all of our listeners?
Yep, I would love to. So, Shift Beers, we decided that a long time ago, and we're on what, episode 17?
This is episode 18.
18. So, we decided...
We're adults.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. We probably need an adult.
Oh, man.
We have hit the adulthood of our podcast. That's pretty cool.
Wow. We decided that Shift Beers is a perfect show to play a drinking game or have a drinking game centered around. So what we did was we took how many times they have an audible burp and count it, and that's when you have a drink. Now, the average drink of any liquid is about 2 ounces. Mm-hmm. So we do the math for you. What we do is we let you know how many burps and count up the 2 ounces per and give you what, in the end, you would have consumed if you played the drinking game, Shift Beer's burp drinking game, to its completion. And Julia?
Yes, I have counted up the burps from this week's episode. They thought that they were crushing it.
Yeah.
During this episode. But what you pointed out when we were having our pre-recording,
pre-production
meeting, is they would have periods where they would have like some quick hitting, like a couple really good burps, but then the conversation would continue and there wouldn't be a lot. And then they would have another couple, you know, quick hitting burps and then another, you know, period without anything. So they didn't do terrible. This was not a low-ranking episode by any means, but it was a little lower than their average.
And they were down a co-host.
They were down a person, too, as well. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it wasn't seltzer. It wasn't anything super carbonated that they were drinking. And,
right.
And I felt like this episode, they were enjoying the beers they were drinking more than just trying to get through a lot of beers.
Right.
So this episode, they had a grand total of 44 burps, which is 88 ounces.
Okay.
Which is a very respectable 5.5 pints if
okay.
you were drinking along during the episode.
All right.
So that worked. I mean, okay. that's
good. I mean, that'll get you there.
It really will.
I mean, in an hour and 12 or 22 minutes, whatever the show is.
Oh, yeah.
5 beers there.
You're still slamming those down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good.
That's pretty awesome. So good job, guys. I mean, as always, we know that the effort was there. And we appreciate the effort so much more than the actual number of burps that you're able to get out.
Speaking of appreciation, I know Shift Beer is in the show. Shouted out their appreciation to everybody that listens and supports the show.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Very much so. You are very welcome. We do what we can for you and expect nothing but the same in return.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do you have anything else on Shift Beers?
I appreciate the fact that they mentioned in the show, of course, it was the week of Thanksgiving.
Yes, yeah.
And so they had just come off to Stout Blowout, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
So it was a little bit of a cobbled together in the sense of, hey, let's get together this day, which we never get together. Let's do this on this day. And I really appreciate the fact that they wanted to put out content the week of Thanksgiving. They certainly could have. Like many other shows did, they could have taken the week off, but they didn't, and I appreciate it. And they put out a really fantastic episode.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think this is going to come up as we go through the next few weeks during the holiday season and review the podcasts that come up. Everybody that puts something out around this time period, I really appreciate what you're doing, what you're putting out, because certainly there is plenty of other reasons to do anything other than get together and record a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's getting rich doing this, at least on our scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing this out of the passion for doing it and the wanting to communicate with the people that like to interact with us or enjoy the product that we're doing. So I truly appreciate it. Shift Beers, Sonder Stories. And then, you know, like we said earlier, next week, you know, we should be with another gamut of podcasts to go.
Yes. So what we only had two podcasts to recap this week, but what I want to do is take kind of a quick break to make sure that we are both fully composed after all the fetish talk.
That's a great idea.
Again, Beth, if you just want to let me know. But I wanted to talk about Beer Vent. Beer Vent is, some would argue, not a real season, real holiday, whatever you may say. But I wanted to spend just a couple minutes, much like you did last week, and talk about why Beer Vent is so special to me and to give a shout out to a couple people, a couple places that really embody what Beer Vent is and why it is such a phenomenal season in the craft beer community. So we will be right back with that. All right, and we are back once again for the final few minutes of this week's episode. Marco, you have a fresh glass of a very clear-looking liquid.
I know.
What did you do?
I have Cranapple Sequel from Sonder, which is a hard seltzer.
Nice. And what do you think?
The flavor's good.
It smells amazing.
Yeah, it smells fantastic. Flavor's good. Crane apple. I definitely get it.
Can't be mad at that.
No, I'm not. It's not really a go-to kind of thing for me. I just saw it said crane apple. I said, okay, we'll give it a shot.
I want one of that. And yeah, I'm still finishing up my amazing double oatmeal stout from Grainworks, so I am good. But yeah, just wanted to wrap up this week's episode talking about the season that we have just entered, which is Beer Vent. And to me, I'm going to take a page out of Danny Harold's book. To me, Beer Vent is a feeling. It is the 25 days of Christmas, the 25 days of December, if you're not aware, and you pick a beer each day, each of the 25 days to enjoy. And there are a couple companies out there that are releasing beer vent calendars or have released beer vent calendars. Higher Gravity being the one that is near and dear to my heart, the one that kind of got me into posting more in the Cincinnati Craft Beer Club community on Facebook. They put together an absolutely amazing beer vent box of beers that you can't typically get on a regular basis in the Cincinnati area. And they've also started to collaborate with local breweries such as Westside, Streetside, Urban Artifact. I think there are a total of 8 breweries this year to make a specialty beer that you can only get packaged in the beer vent box. Some of them, depending on how much they brew, you might be able to get at the brewery on draft, but you're not going to be able to find it in packaged form anywhere other than the beer vent box, which I think is a really awesome way to bring Cincinnati craft beer into this time of year. What makes it special for me, and this is a huge, huge shout out to Kevin Graves from the Cincinnati Craft Beer Club community. He gifted me a beer vent box that he crafted and curated with a couple of his friends from out of town. I hope I'm getting that correct. It's a whole bunch of out of distro beers that I may never get the opportunity to try. And he was gracious enough to gift me one because of the beer vent posts that I make in the Cincinnati Craft Beer Club community every December, or that I have for the past couple of years. And the reason that he said he wanted to gift me one of these boxes is because beer vent is supposed to be, to me, everyone can take their own interpretation of it, but a time of year where you're supposed to be excited about the beers that you're getting to drink every day, or that you save up, maybe pull out a week's worth of beers and have them all on a weekend. But I love the anticipation, the surprise of not knowing what beer you're going to get that day. I love being able to pull out a beer that someone has picked for you to drink because they think you'll enjoy it, or because it's a beer that they enjoy and they want you to share in their excitement about it. Maybe it's a beer you've had before. Maybe it's a style that you're not a huge fan of. It doesn't matter. Take pride in the fact that someone wanted to share that experience, that special beer, as you like to say, Marco, with you. They wanted to share that, the things that they love, the things that they enjoy, the things that make Cincinnati craft beer what it is. They want to share that with you one beer at a time, one beer a day, over the 25 days leading up to Christmas. Beer vent is a season. Beer vent is something that I look forward to every year. It makes me excited. I kind of sparkle more getting close to this season because wanting to see what someone else has been so excited about, has been waiting to share with someone else, is what makes the season so special to me. So if anyone has gotten a beer vent calendar, be it from Wolf's Ridge up in Columbus, be it from Higher Gravity, be it from a friend of theirs who maybe put something together for them, maybe, you know, luckily Party Source didn't do one this year, but hey, you know, we'll a beer vent calendar is a beer vent calendar, good or bad. I believe that BrewDog put out two this year, one with their normal stuff and one all non-alcoholic beers. Whatever you are doing to participate in beer vent season, maybe it's going to a different brewery every day or simply just enjoying the ungodly random posts that I will be making every day starting in recording time tomorrow. But by the time that this post comes out, it'll be a couple days in that I put out about the beers that I have gotten for beer vent season. enjoy your beers. Enjoying the excitement when someone shares a beer with you, even if you don't like it, even if it's something that's not your thing. Enjoy the experience and the excitement of someone else wanting to share a beer with you. And have fun with it. Drink together. Raise a glass together. Cheers. It's supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be serious. As we all know who have experienced the higher gravity boxes, one of these days will not be serious. And I almost have more fun with those days where they might ice you or give you a Miller High Life than with anything else you pick out of that beer van calendar. Have fun with it. Enjoy the experience. Enjoy the fun that they want you to have with each beer that they felt you would enjoy. That's all I got to say about that.
All right.
Marco, I know that you were not able to snag a beer vent calendar this year, but I mean, with enough restrictions, I completely understand kind of the hesitancy to paying, you know, $100 or more for something that you might only be able to drink a handful of beers from. But if I find something in one of these boxes that is not going to cause you any internal distress, I will save it for our next recording session and we will share it together, because that is the entire point of this season.
That's awesome.
Sharing beers that excite you.
Thank you, Julia. And that's much appreciated. And yes, that's the reason why I didn't go into any of these beer vent calendar boxes. You know, I would want to have that experience with everybody else. You know, the community comes together and online through the Facebook pages, shares what they have, mm-hmm. and comments on what they got. And that was pretty cool. And, you know, that's just one of the things that maybe one of these days I can partake in and enjoy it and you know, do that sort of thing. But
yeah.
I enjoy seeing all the interaction about beer vent, and I am looking forward to all of the fantastic parodies that you're putting together. And so that's it's awesome. It's exciting.
Well, if you like what we do here at Truth Beer Pod, please like, subscribe, share, follow. Do all of the things that you're supposed to do to tell other people about the podcast that you enjoy listening to. And also, if you like the podcast we're recapping, follow them, subscribe to them. If they are not putting out content, we're not putting out content. So be sure to give them as much support as you have been gracious enough to give to us.
Yeah. Also, special shout out to Craft Parenting Pod. So this episode is their Thanksgiving episode. And this isn't a full review, by the way. But go and check out Craft Parenting Pod. This episode is their Thanksgiving episode, where they recorded that the week that Caroline recorded with us.
Yes.
And that was a fun episode.
Oh, very fun.
And they also allude to the fact that in podcast time in the future, they're going to hang out with us at Beer Booze Bonks. So in podcast time, we've already reviewed that we hung out with them at Beers Booze Bonks.
And had a fantastic time as
great well. Time, yeah. Great time. And also it comes up in Shift Beers Podcast, the interaction there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Craft Parenting Pod. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, if you're a parent with small children, please do check it out. If you're not a parent but want to get into the life of parents that have small children,
yes.
Check it out.
Yes.
And so thank you for all of the interaction podcast to podcast and all the, you know, shout outs and mentions. And it was great to hang out with you guys. I'm sure that at some point we're going to find a reason to get together again, and mm-hmm. that will be a blast. So, yeah, shout out to Craft Parenting Pod.
Yeah.
And also Newbert Report.
Yes, Newbert Report. You guys are absolutely amazing. If you love craft beer and you love hockey, the Newbert Report is going to be the podcast for you. It is all Canadian craft beer, but my God, it sounds amazing. So if there's ever an opportunity to get some, you'll already know about the best brews from the Canadian land.
Yeah. And also, I just want to say, I mean, I'd like for this to be hard stop, final, official. But this is going to come up every year.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the Newbert Report on social media, they did a post. Die Hard is, in fact, 100% a Christmas movie.
It has been confirmed.
And Joe, the husband of mm-hmm. Caroline, did also speak about that on Facebook
mm-hmm.
as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh. Everybody, I hope you are having a fantastic week. And this week into the future, I am looking forward to listening to all the craft beer podcasts in the Cincinnati area. Julia.
Marco.
what do you plan on doing this upcoming week, and what you doing next Tuesday?
I'm going to listen to a whole bunch of Cincinnati craft beer podcasts, and I'm going to show up at BC's Bottle Lodge Montgomery to have a pint with you while we talk about them.
Sounds fantastic.
Cheers.
Cheers. Have fun, everyone.